Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly with unerring accuracy at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet its challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle, the soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. Love is an abstract quality. It's not easily defined, and those that have tried have found hundreds of different approaches. Love can be abused, twisted, misunderstood, and its absence can destroy. In our story this week, Sally's Locket, we examine the evidence of how poorly we understand this greatest of God's gifts. Robert McKenzie wrote the story, and Barbara Fuller stars as Sally. Here's Act One of Sally's Locket.
It's hard writing a letter in bed, Hal. The paper won't hold still. This whole experience is different. Odd. I feel trapped. Like I'm walking down a long, dark corridor. And there's a misty sort of light ahead of me. And I'm trying to reach it. And all I can hear is the clock ticking beside my bed. And I feel like the clock is the darkness trying to swallow up my life. Trying to drag me back to the past before I can reach the light. But the light is hope. It's another chance. And I've got to reach it. I don't want to go back again. That's your light, Hal. You showed me where it was. How to find it. Remember the day you first came into the diner where I was working? I was so ashamed of myself.
Come on, honey. Quit putting me off all the time.
I'm not putting you off. I told you I'm all tied up tonight.
Now, baby, don't hand me that. Get rid of him.
Why should I? We're going to a party. I'm not your property, you know.
Now, look.
Shh. There's a customer. I have to go.
Well, snap it up.
Oh, leave me alone. Hi. Help me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in the middle of this report. Just a sandwich, tuna on toast, and chocolate beer.
What? Something the matter?
Oh. Well, excuse me for being personal, but you look awfully familiar.
Oh, I don't think... I'm sure it must be someone
Forget else. It, soldier boy. She isn't interested.
Jack!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause trouble. It's just that you look so familiar.
I'll get your order now. Excuse me.
Sally Harding. St. Clair High School in Cleveland. We graduated 5 years ago. That's it.
I'm sorry. My name's Georgia. Georgia Bancroft. I've never been to Cleveland.
I told you to forget it, soldier boy. The lady isn't interested. Now, if anybody's going to make time with her, it's me.
I'm afraid you've misunderstood.
Look, soldier boy, I ain't
misunderstood. Your name is Ewing, friend. Lieutenant Hal Ewing, Salvation Army. I'm not looking for trouble, and I'm not trying to make time with this young lady here. She looks very much like someone I used to know, that's all, okay?
Oh. Well, yeah, sure.
So there's no real problem and no need to be rude, right?
Okay.
Big deal, Salvation Army.
I'll be back later, doll.
Look, I'm sorry, Miss Bancroft. I'm here to help people across trouble.
I just hope
it
won't cause you trouble.
No, I don't think so. Why should it?
Well, that's Jack Garrett. Amos Garrett's son. Amos Garrett practically owns this town. You see, it's smart to stay on the right side of Amos Garrett.
Oh?
Jack's not so bad. He just likes to show off. Oh, I completely forgot about your order. I'm sorry.
I'm afraid I've caused enough trouble around here for today. Let's skip it. I'll get something later. I've got to get back anyway. I've just taken over our corps here, and I'm up to my ears in paperwork. I'll come back some other time.
I'm sorry about Jack.
Oh, no problem. But, you know, you look enough like Sally Harding to be her twin.
Lieutenant Ewing, Mr. Garrett will see you now.
Well, thank you.
Well, come in, Lieutenant.
How do you do, Mr. Garrett? Nice of you to see me.
Well, not at all, young man. Have a chair.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, I met your son last week at a diner down by our corps under rather awkward circumstances. I wanted to apologize for any hard feelings that might have resulted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jack told me about that. Yeah, something about you thinking you knew the waitress and he thought you were making a pass at her. Well, those things happen, young man. There are no hard feelings.
I'm afraid it was a pretty bad impression for a brand new Salvation Army officer to make.
Oh, think nothing of it. Ah, that son of mine. He's quite a boy. Every girl in town ready to throw herself at his feet, and he's down the wrong side of the tracks trying to spark a waitress. A cute little thing, though. Pretty hot stuff, from what I hear. Made herself quite a reputation around town. It reminds me of myself at his age. Ah, you young fellas, you gotta sow your wild oats.
Well, sir, I...
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I forgot. No offense. But I just can't help feeling proud of that boy. Father's prerogative, you know. Raised him myself. His mother died when he was 3. Put him out on his own when he was 14. I don't believe in coddling kids. Bring him up to a certain point, then turn him loose. Let him learn the rest for themselves. Best education in the world. Don't you agree, Lieutenant? No, but you're not here to listen to all this. What can I do for you?
Well, sir, I'm sure you remember Captain Ransford. He commanded the Corps until just recently when he was reassigned.
Oh, yes.
Well, for quite a while, he's been working with the people living in the immediate area around our Corps. As I'm sure you're well aware, it's something of a depressed area. Many of them are farm laborers, and for part of the year, they don't work. Well, the captain was able to get some night classes at the high school for them. Some of them are almost completely illiterate, and to teach those interested some basic trade skills. But he was also interested in the kids. Now, there's a real problem there. And for some time, he's been working on a project to build a youth center as part of our facility to generate an active interest in life in them, as well as a very basic Christian outlook. Now, a good many businessmen in town are more than interested, and although he's been reassigned, I want to carry this project through. So I thought that...
Forget it.
I beg your pardon?
You're wasting your time with me, with those kids.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Ransford came to see me several months ago. I turned him down, too. I'm not interested.
But the problem down there...
It's their problem, not mine. Now, there are two kinds of people in this world, young man. Those that make it, and those that don't. If it has to be the hard way, that's the breaks.
But, sir, all we're trying to do is to help them make some of those breaks. Give them a fighting chance. Show them that we care, that God cares about them.
We make our own breaks, Lieutenant. And we find our own chances. You can't make it on somebody else's handouts. And don't tell me about all the bleeding hearts in town who want to help. Let them. Sooner or later, they're going to discover that once they start with one guy, they're going to end up helping everybody. And if that's what they want, fine. But you can count me out.
Miss Bancroft, how did you get in?
You forgot to lock your door. You used to do the same thing with your locker outside Miss Wilson's room at St. Clair High.
What?
You were right the first time, Hal. I'm not Georgia Bancroft. I'm Sally Harding.
So ends Act One of Sally's Locket, starring Barbara Fuller as Sally. In 1865, William Booth, an independent evangelist, saw a great need arising from the masses of poverty-stricken, unchurched people that made up the lower classes of the England of his day. Resolved to aid these unfortunates, Booth founded the Christian Mission, which in 1878 was renamed the Salvation Army, and which, through preaching the Word of God and inspired social reforms, celebrates this year a century of service to God and man. Having overcome ignorance, prejudice, and violent opposition, the Salvation Army today serves in 86 countries around the world and brings a ministry of spiritual and material blessing to millions of people. Times, uniforms, and techniques have changed in this 100 years, but the needs of men have not. And so the Salvation Army, serving with hand to man and heart to God, will continue to bring aid and comfort to all who seek. As the Army begins its second 100 years, give them your full support, won't you? Now, Act Two of Sally's Locket.
Love so important to us? Why is being loved and needed and cared about so vital that we become sick and twisted without it? I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I guess love is like God. It's the light at the end of that long corridor. It's God's love waiting for you, stretching out to you. That's why we all run toward it. And that's given to us for nothing. Just think what it would be like if we all gave love, like bright sunlight after a dark room. But I guess to give love, you have to know what it is. Otherwise, all you give is your fear and your loneliness, and sometimes your hatred. We talked a lot that day in your office. Remember? And that big fullback. Remember him, Charlie Peltz, the star of the football team? Oh, I was madly in love with him in my senior year.
Yes, I remember him. Didn't know a dictionary from a cookbook, but no player in the league wanted to get in his way on the field.
You were jealous, that's all.
Oh, you're darn right I was. You may have been madly in love with him, but I had a pretty big crush on you.
Yes. Yes, I know you did.
You didn't even know I existed. The prettiest girl on campus.
The wildest reputation, you mean. Oh, I know what they used to say about me.
Oh, those were just kids talking big, Sally. Nobody paid any attention to them.
Yes, they did. Oh, yes. Sally was a lot of fun at a party, but you wouldn't want to go steady with her. You wouldn't want to take her to the prom. Not Sally. Why, man,
Stop it!
But I never did anything wrong. I swear it, hell. They were lying when they said that.
Sally, I knew that. It's all right. That was a long time ago.
Oh, not for me, Hal. They still... But there was you. You were sweet. You treated me like your girl. A real human being. I've never forgotten that. You took me to the spring prom our senior year. Remember?
Well, sure I do. Took me 2 weeks to get nerve enough to ask you.
Did it? I was so scared, I almost didn't go.
Why?
I was afraid I'd embarrass you. Sally Harding going to the prom with a nice guy like Hal Ewing.
Sally, please, don't.
I had to see you, Hal. But it took me all week just to get up the nerve to come here. I was too ashamed to speak to you when you first came in the diner.
Come on now. Come on, it's all right. Here, use this. Now, what's the trouble?
Oh, hell. I've been so bad.
All right now, Sally. Come on and tell me. Get it out of your system. Come on now.
She hated me. She was jealous of me.
Who was?
My mother. When I was just a little girl, my father ran out on her. She hated everybody for a while. I think she hated me, too, even then. After a while, it was just men. I couldn't even have men teachers in school. She'd go to the school every semester just to be sure. And if one of my teachers was going to be a man, I'd have to change schools.
Well, it sounds extreme, but that couldn't have hurt anything very much.
Not then. Things seemed to settle down for a while. Until I was 14. A boy took me to a school party, and she didn't say a thing. But when he brought me home, he kissed me at the door, and she was watching. Oh, God, it was awful. She called his parents and screamed at him about their dirty, filthy son. And the terrible thing she said to me. She accused me of everything in the book. Hell, I was 14 years old.
But you hadn't done anything.
That was what made it even worse. Because from then on, the accusation started. No matter what I did, it was bad. Not wrong, bad. I guess she was sick, I don't know. I did everything I could to make her love me. I tried to show her I loved her and that I wasn't doing anything bad. I asked that minister to talk to her, but she wouldn't even see him. She just didn't care anymore. She hated me. I had my father's blood. I was rotten. I was evil. I just couldn't help it. I started hating her back.
But that wouldn't solve anything.
I had to prove something. I don't know. If she was going to scream at me, I wanted to give her something to scream about. So I did. And I've been doing it ever since. I guess I'm still trying to prove something. Hell, I can't live with myself anymore. Now I hate myself, not her.
That's all right, Sally. Cry it out. You're lucky, though. It's been hard, but you've learned something most people never do. Hate kills more people than any disease because it rots our souls, the part of God that's in us. And that's something that no doctor can repair, only God. Love is the only thing that keeps that soul healthy and lets it grow. And as long as there's the tiniest little particle of it left, there's hope.
Not for me.
Yes. Sally. Sally, look at me. Do you really want to stop this kind of life?
Yes.
Then we'll do it.
The night you took me to the spring prom, the next day was my birthday. And you brought me a little present. A gold locket.
Why, yes.
That was the only beautiful thing anyone ever gave me. I've worn it ever since, because I've never forgotten that night. Or you. Somehow I knew then that something that wonderful would never happen again to me. And it hasn't until now. Here you are again.
It couldn't have happened to a nicer girl. Will you pray with me, Sally?
You began a new life for me, Hal. One I dreamed about, but never could find. Nobody had ever cared before, but you had. And I tried. You know I did. You worked with me, and together, and with God's help, we made sense out of my life. But we're weak, and I guess most of us don't try hard enough. I was afraid to tell you about Jack. I know he seems to be a smart aleck, but he's very lonely. You should hear him talk about his father. Jack was very nice to me. And for a while, I thought he really cared.
Salvation Army, Lieutenant Ewing.
Well, this is Dr. Fisher at General Hospital in Cleveland, Lieutenant. We have a patient here who wanted us to contact you.
A patient? I'm afraid
That's Sally Hart.
Sally?
She's in bad shape, Lieutenant. She's suffering from diabetes brought on by malnutrition, which has seriously complicated her pregnancy.
What?
You didn't know?
No. How far is...
She's due any time. It's going to be rough. She wouldn't tell us anything about herself. She was transferred from your booth memorial here, and they didn't know anything. About 2 hours ago, she gave us your name, said maybe you'd understand. I don't know what she meant, but... Well, if you can give us any help, I'd appreciate seeing you as soon as possible.
Yes. I'll leave right now.
I keep apologizing to you, Hal, but it's all I can do. It's an easy thing to hate, but sometimes it's terribly hard to learn to love and to care. I almost escaped from that dark corridor this time, but I'll try again, if God will give me another chance. I'll make it the next time around. I have to keep trying, don't I? I'm enclosing my locket, just in case. It's the only thing that's ever had any meaning for me. I know it's probably silly, but I want you to have it back.
Maybe just to remember a girl you liked a little once and tried very hard to help, and who liked you too, even though she let you down. And maybe you can talk to Jack. He needs help too. And don't blame him. Maybe he was just trying to prove something too.
I didn't know she was sick, too.
This came in this morning's mail, but I'd already had a call late last night. Sally died last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why should you be sorry? You didn't care about her. You didn't love her. What do you care what happens to her?
Look, she was just a...
Just a what? What do you know about people? You give them a quick once-over and you know all about them, is that it? Never mind about what's inside, how they think or what they feel, what makes them happy or sad or sick. Who cares about that?
Well,
I care, boy. About Sally and about you, too. And it's not too late for you to learn, too. I've lost Sally, but I'm not going to lose you. You're going to get down on your knees with me right now, boy, and we're going to ask, no, plead, with God to forgive you for what you've done. Maybe Sally was right. Maybe you were trying to prove something. Well, now's your chance. Prove it to the God who created you. Prove to him he didn't make a mistake. And we're going to talk, you and I, long and hard until you begin to understand just a little bit about how love works. And I won't let go until you do. Now, you've got only one lifetime to do it in. So let's get started.
And so ends the final act of Sally's Locket, starring Barbara Fuller in the title role. Also featured were Sam Edwards, Jack Edwards, and Tyler McVeigh. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Presentation of the Salvation Army, Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.